against the spread of mosquito-borne West Nile virus. The money will be used for surveillance measures and mosquito control. In announcing the grants yesterday, Blagojevich noted that in 2007, Illinois' Department of Public Health received 101 confirmed reports of people infected with West Nile. Four of those people died. The cases were reported from all regions of the state. The main thrust of the new funding will be surveillance measures, primarily the collection and testing of mosquitoes and birds for the presence of the virus. Local agencies may also spend the money on mosquito eradication and public information efforts. Police say a confessed Bourbonnais bank robber who apparently attempted suicide by ramming his car into some large concrete blocks will probably be transferred to a mental health facility before any charges are filed. The 49-year-old man remained hospitalized at Riverside Medical Center over the weekend. Bourbonnais Police Chief Joseph Beard said the man was pulled from the wreckage of his car Friday after the suicide attempt. The man, who lived near the Centro Bank branch that was robbed Wednesday, later made several telephone calls to radio station WKAN confessing the robbery to news director Rob West and blaming his action on gambling debts. West persuaded the man to talk with Beard, and he did, but his cell phone went dead just before the crash. New gargoyles for the clock and bell tower at the Champaign County Courthouse in Urbana are on the agenda Thursday night at the county board meeting. Board members will vote on hiring sculptor Todd Fromm to create four new bronze gargoyles as part of the tower's restoration. They'll replace the old copper gargoyles that were lost after lightning strikes in the 1930s and 50s forced the shortening of the tower. Fromm has only seen blurry photos of the original gargoyles, which he describes as Gothic meets Art Deco. The University of Illinois alumnus says his new gargoyles may look a little different.
I'm really excited about the freedom I've been given, and I feel very confident about the type of thing that will satisfy the building's needs. And so keeping that in mind, I'm really looking forward to brainstorming and putting some ideas down on paper before I begin.
Fromm is a native of the Champaign-Urbana area. Some of his other sculptures are on display at the Urbana Free Library and the Urbana Park District's Anita Purvis Nature Center. If the county board approves, Fromm will be paid $44,000 for the 2-foot 8-inch high gargoyles. The money will come from a private donation. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35. Mike Sola joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, it wasn't a terrible weekend. I thought we got away with there was a little bit of rain at some point, and I can't pinpoint exactly when it was because I remember going up, my driveway was damp, but that's all. Or the windshield had something on it. But did we get any rain?
The water survey, I was just looking up, and precipitation yesterday was zero, but I think we had at least a trace on either Friday night or Saturday.
Yeah, it could have been Friday night, just a trace. I seem to remember something.
But I was gone much of last week, and so the days sort of run together when you don't have to get up and go to work, and when you're sitting and taking painkillers for a post-surgical procedure.
But your shoulder's in shape for golf, though, huh?
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready to hit the course yet, but maybe the putt-putt golf today, and then work my way up to nine holes by the end of the month or something. But, golf weather early today, and then things might get a little bit damp out on the course as we get into the afternoon. In fact, right now, precipitation is stretched across southwestern Illinois. Most of the light to moderate showers that have been working across eastern Missouri have worked their way into west central and through southwestern Illinois. Heavier bands of rain still across east central Iowa. Not quite into the Des Moines area, but they're working their way into east central Iowa and pushing from northwest to southeast. So they will probably push in between the Mississippi and the Illinois River Valley sometime late morning and in through the early afternoon. And we will continue to see more precipitation. Not a lot, not 100% coverage for Illinois or Indiana. In fact, it looks like the driest areas may be across northeastern Indiana, as high pressure across the southern waters of Lake Michigan is trying to pull a little bit drier area, and it's drier and it's cooler. In fact, a lot of locations this morning, dropped back down into the 30s across northern Indiana, but right now the cool spot for Illinois and Indiana, Freeport, Illinois, at 43 degrees. And in Indiana, Elkhart is the cool spot, or it was at the top of the hour, at 48 degrees. But watching the thermometer on Friends Plaza, we're in the 40s earlier. We're already up to 60 degrees. And Willard Airport at the top of the hour is already at 54 degrees. And we'll continue to warm up. And then when the clouds thicken up, the warm-up will start to slow down. So we're only looking for a high today of 64 degrees. The average high temperature for the 19th of May is 77 degrees. The record high goes all the way up to 92, so nothing threatened as far as records or even the average high temperature. We will see clouds on the increase for Illinois, becoming mostly cloudy. A few showers early today in western Illinois and down in through southwestern Illinois, and then more scattered showers and thunderstorms across Illinois during the afternoon. Indiana will be mostly sunny early today, becoming partly cloudy with